This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but broadcast all over these great United States by USA Radio Network. So here was a statement by President Trump earlier today. It's a great statement. By the way, I don't think I mentioned this. I mentioned it in one of my posts on social media, but I did not mention it on the show yesterday because I think it happened after the show. But President Trump put out a statement. And that's not the one I'm about to talk about. He put out a statement last night, or late in the day yesterday, maybe during the tail end of my show. And quite a few of my fans forwarded the link to me and said, my God, he's listening to you, Wayne. It's exactly what I told him to do. Stop talking about the vaccine other than saying, I'm the reason it's out there. I got it done the fastest of anyone in history. No one believed it could happen. And if you're getting the vaccine and you want it, you have me to thank. But I'm so against vaccine mandates. I'm so against lockdowns. I'm so against mask mandates. You have no right to force anybody. And it's not working. All the places that force it are the sickest. And that's almost exactly what he said in the press release. Almost exactly what he said he should say. So here was Trump's press release today. To watch Biden speaking is very hurtful to people. They're the ones who tried to stop the peaceful transfer. They're the ones, meaning Democrats, the ones who tried to stop the peaceful transfer with a rigged election. Just look at the numbers. Does anybody really think that Biden beat Obama with the black population in select swing states, in select swing cities, but nowhere else? That he would lose 18 out of 19 bellwether counties and 27 out of 27 toss-up House races, but somehow miraculously receive the most votes in American history with no coattails? That he would lose Florida, Ohio, and Iowa, and even though it was never been done before in history, that you lose those three and you win the election? They spread a web of lies about me and Russia for 4 years to try and overturn the 2016 election, and now they lied about how they interfered in the 2020 election. Big tech was used illegally. Where did all those votes show up from Georgia, where it was just revealed they sold ballots for $10 apiece, or in Pennsylvania and Arizona and Wisconsin? He, I think he means Biden, acts like he's aggrieved, but we're the ones who were aggrieved, and America's suffering because of it, with poisonous borders, record inflation, and humiliating surrender in Afghanistan, $5 a gallon gas and higher, empty stock shelves, and rampant crime. America's a laughing stock of the world, and it's all because of the real insurrection, which took place on November 3rd. But this is an election year, and MAGA Republicans should get elected and work with me to fix this horror that Joe Biden and the Democrats have brought us. Never forget the crime of the 2020 presidential election. Never give up. And I agree with Donald Trump. You know, never, ever forget. I'm a Jew. You know what Jews say? Never forget. And they mean the Holocaust. I say never forget the stolen election of 2020. I'm with Trump. Never forget what they did to us. Because the only reason they've been able to screw us and screw us and screw us and screw us and bash us in the head with a pipe and pin us in the knees with a pipe again and again for the last year, ruin this country and try and destroy our ability to live a quality life, is because they stole the election first. That's what allowed them to do all this, a rigged and stolen election. All right. Crazy stuff. And by the way, the real proof that the election was stolen is all in, it's everywhere. It's in Arizona, it's in Wisconsin, it's in Michigan, it's in Pennsylvania. But really the things that stand out for me are three things. Two of them are in Georgia. One, he mentioned, you know, in Georgia we have a guy who's come forward now who admits they paid him $10 per false fake ballot. And they handed in hundreds of thousands. They see, it appears up to 1 million fake ballots. Number two is what I brought up when I was on the line with President Trump in an interview a couple of months ago, that it was revealed that the Georgia Elections Bureau, or whatever word they use for their elections division down there, ordered a million mail-in ballots only days before the election. They didn't even get them to like the day of the election. They knew they weren't sending them out to anybody. So that's the proof the election was stolen. That's it. That's it. You know, it's like you don't have a baby, but you order diapers. What does that mean? Like, well, you're about to steal a baby. Why would you order ballots when you aren't going to ever use them? It's too late to send them out. You can't send it a mail-in ballot the day of the election. It doesn't get there for a week. The election's over. They were going to use them to steal the election, and that's what they did. And the third thing that comes to mind is there's a attorney general in Pennsylvania. I'm not quite sure what his name is. I think it's Josh Shapiro. But I don't want to be called wrong. I think it's Josh Shapiro, or at least his last name's Shapiro. Yeah, look it up, Chris. The Attorney General of Pennsylvania. My memory says it's Josh Shapiro. But he announced with days to go before the election that no matter what Trump has got, no matter how much support he's got, he will never win Pennsylvania. How did he know that? At the time I said that on the air, I said, wait a minute. The election isn't Josh Shapiro. Am I good or what? Josh Shapiro. Thank you, Chris. You're good, too, by the way. That's fantastic. You look up these things while I'm talking. Great stuff. So how is it possible Josh Shapiro knew, you know, because at the time Trump was winning so big in the polls in Pennsylvania, and everybody I knew who lived in Pennsylvania or who traveled there to work on the campaign said there were like thousands and thousands and thousands of lawn signs for Trump and bumper stickers for Trump and not one for Biden in the whole damn state. It was Trump state by a mile. And it looked like he'd win by 700,000-800,000, and that's what he won by. And this guy, Josh Shapiro, is the Attorney General of the state, Democrat, scumbag, thief, allegedly, my opinion. But he's able to say, like, he's got a crystal ball, like he knows the outcome of the election. Well, I knew the outcome, and I have a crystal ball. I knew Trump would win. And he says, doesn't matter if he wins, he won't win. That was the tip-off right there. Doesn't matter if he wins, he's not going to win. No matter what he's got, he's not going to win. That's basically what he said. So he knew that they had so many fake ballots ready to fill out that as soon as they found out the lead of Trump, they set out to beat whatever that number is. So they, that night, they knew Trump had an 800,000 ballot lead. So they knew they had a million fake ballots to fill out over the next 6 or 7 days. And they filled them out, next thing you know, Biden wins Pennsylvania. Josh Shapiro stole it. All right, I told you I'd tell you about VAERS. I'm about to write this column. I bet you all are going to get excited when you hear the title and the general idea of what I'm going to write. I jotted it down while I was in the gym today. All my best ideas come either when I'm praying, meditating, or in the gym, which are all kind of the same. Prayer, meditation, and gym are, to me, the same thing. They're all getting you close to God, getting you in tune with your body and your mind, body, mind, and soul. So, dear President Trump, the same exact people that rigged the election have rigged the COVID numbers. I got to get that point across to Trump. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He is so certain with his press releases that the election was stolen and rigged, right? I agree with him. But someone like me who agrees with Trump on everything knows that the COVID numbers are rigged. They've been lying about everything. And it's the same people. It's Democrats, it's Biden, it's Fauci, it's the CDC. All the people that screwed up with the election and mail-in ballots are screwing him and lying to him about the COVID numbers. But he doesn't believe the election numbers, but he believes naively, Trump, the COVID numbers. Does he understand it's the same people? Why would you trust them? It's the same scam. You make up anything you want, and the media backs you and says anybody else is misleading and a liar. It's such an exact match. The COVID scam is the election scam. Except Trump only believes one, and he goes along with the other one, as if Fauci's telling him the truth. I mean, tell me I'm not brilliant. Come on. This is the one that'll open his eyes. It's so freaking true. I don't even want to use the word freaking, if you know what I mean. It's so true that it's effing true. It's the same steal. The election and COVID are the same steal. So Columbia University is the most liberal college in America. I know because I went there. I mean, it's just purely communist. And their scientists did a study. And the study was, whatever numbers are at VAERS, the list for the vaccine adverse effects and deaths, multiplied by 20. As of December 24th, 21,000 deaths from the COVID vaccine. 21,000. To be exact, 21,002. These deaths are so underreported that you have to multiply times 20. So, Mr. President, there's 400,000 dead Americans from COVID. And there's 110,000 hospitalizations. Multiply that times 20, 2 million hospitalizations for COVID. And 3,400 miscarriages of babies after getting the COVID vaccine. That means there's 34,000 dead babies. And 10,640 heart attacks. Let's round that off to 11,000. Multiply times 20, 200,000 heart attacks from the COVID vaccine. And there's 22,000 people with heart trouble, myocarditis and pericarditis. So 22,000 means 440,000 people sick for life with heart problems. And 35,650 are permanently disabled. So that's 700,000 permanently disabled. And 24,000 with life-threatening disability condition for the COVID vaccine. So there's another 400,000 with life-threatening conditions. These are the real numbers of COVID that have been covered up by the media, just like the election. It's the stolen election, and it's a mirror. It's the stolen COVID numbers. And when I get back, I'm going to read you the story from Germany that says that your immune system turns you into an AIDS victim once you've been fully vaccinated. Once you've had two vaccines and a booster, within a year, you're going to have the immune system of an AIDS patient. I'm not saying it. Government data in Germany says it.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, extreme traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Vladimir Zelenko developed the Zelenko Protocol. Hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pack, and zinc sulfate reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. He is a board-certified physician in New York. He has provided counsel to the White House governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, which is vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule, all built around one of the most well-known immune support ingredients of the world, zinc. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. Go to rootforamerica.com, my website, and click on the link right near the top for Z-Stack to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack right now. Rootforamerica.com. All right, so you've been waiting patiently. Here is that story. Now, I was the first guy in the country to talk about this, that in England, the initial statistics showed that the longer the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, was in you, the closer your immune system goes to zero. And eventually you have the immune system of an AIDS patient. Literally, your immune system goes to zero. And I announced this months and months and months ago, but never saw any other backup articles. Now there's a backup article. Official government data from Germany suggests COVID fully vaccinated people, that's like a term, right? COVID fully vaccinated people will develop AIDS. By the end of the month, most people who are fully vaccinated will have developed full-blown Wuhan coronavirus injection-induced acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, otherwise known as AIDS. German government researchers found that the immune systems of the fully vaccinated have already degraded to an average of negative 87%, depending on when they got jabbed. That degradation will only continue until their immune systems are completely gone, down to zero. The Robert Koch Institute put out the data, which shows that the fully vaccinated now have, on average, an 87.7% lower immune response to the new Omicron variant than the unvaccinated. That means the average German is down to the last 12.3% of his or her immune system for fighting certain classes of viruses and certain cancers. Interestingly, RKI did not produce the normal vaccine effectiveness tables in its December report. This may have been due to the holidays, or may have been because the table would be disastrous for vaccines. But we can help the Germans out here by doing the calculation for them using Pfizer's vaccine effectiveness formula. Vaccine effectiveness equals immune system effectiveness equals negative 87.7%. Fully vaccinated immune systems are doing worse than the models ever estimated. Back in October, it was projected this type of thing would occur. Scientists looked at data from the UK. Oh, this is the one I must have reported on. The United Kingdom HSA vaccine surveillance report, concluding the immune system degradation would become progressively worse in the fully vaccinated. Those figures were mocked by some for being too doomsday. See, that's what I reported on. It turns out they were actually underestimated. The fully vaccinated are doing worse in terms of immune strength than even the most pessimistic data modelers anticipated. So Germany, at 87.7% immune system degradation, has done 6.7% worse than our model, which predicted 81% degradation this year. It's the third dose that really kills the immune system, as can be seen from the ONS data for Omicron. These figures mean if you have COVID and you've had three doses of the vaccine, you're 4.45 times more likely to have Omicron than if you were an unvaccinated COVID case. Now, keep in mind, I want you to understand, I read you yesterday the new numbers from Denmark that show almost everyone in Denmark that has COVID is vaccinated. Almost nobody is unvaccinated, and it showed that same thing. Your chances of getting the new Omicron are much higher if you're vaccinated. And by the way, I was the first guy in the country to say this. If you vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic, it causes it causes the germ to mutate and modify, and then the new one becomes deadly to the people who've been vaccinated. That's why you should never vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic. This is basic science. How is it possible that a talk show host and sports handicapper knows this, and the people in science don't know it, and the people in medicine don't know it, and the people who run the Center for Disease Control don't know it, and Dr. Fauci doesn't know it? How's that possible? You never want to vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic. It forces the germ to mutate. And the new germ will become much more powerful and much more deadly to the people who are vaccinated. The vaccine reduces your immune system response to the next variant that comes along. And this causes mutated, dangerous variants. And that's exactly what's happening. Oh, my gosh. Immune system like an AIDS patient after time.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. on Wednesday, 643,660 new coronavirus cases were confirmed in the United States. 1,986 people died from the virus. This, as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
This as Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says kids in his state are in school and will remain in classrooms. The Republican saying his administration won't let a union create a situation like the one ongoing in Chicago. Ducey arguing kids need to be in the classroom.
We need to get our kids caught up. We need to keep them back in the classroom, and we need to support these families.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular height. Program for about 14 months. During the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look thin, I look younger, I look better, I look happier. It's unbelievable what a difference it makes when you lose, not weight, because I really lost like, I don't know, 7 pounds, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, gone, melted away. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get the WAR 40% off discount. The Wayne Allen Root 40% off discount. Just tell them WAR for Wayne Allen Root and you get 40% off. Call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com. So my guest is here, Ben Weingarten, who is an editor at Real Clear Investigations, that website, realclearinvestigations.com, and he's put together a Real Clear Investigations comparison of the January 6th, I'll call them protests in Washington, versus the BLM riots that happened in the summer of 2020 all over this country in big cities and big inner urban areas, and I can't wait to hear the comparison of those two. Ben Weingarten, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right. So, I mean, I understand that the riots of 2020, nobody ever went after them. No SWAT teams raided them. Nobody talks about that as an insurrection. Nobody talks about that as a coup. Democrats encouraged them, including the Vice President of the United States now, Kamala Harris. And nobody cared. But meanwhile, how much bigger, how much more deadly, how much more damaging were those BLM riots versus what happened on January 6th?
The answer is vastly more widespread, violent, and destructive. And we quantify that in this side-by-side analysis, which is purely fact-based. Every single fact and figure in this comparative table is referenced, cited to the nth degree. And I think the top-line takeaway is this. The summer 2020 riots resulted in some 15 times more injured police officers, 23 times as many arrests, and estimated damages in dollar terms of up to 1,300 times more than those of the Capitol riot. $1 to $2 billion worth of damage then versus $1.5 million of damage at the Capitol. And this is before we even get into, of course, the knock-on effects, namely the massive spiraling increase in violent crime across the country, which basically coincides with the summer 2020 riots. Incomparable in terms of the size, scope, the scale of it. And that's before also we get to the contrast in terms of the investigative vigor and the prosecutorial effort and seriousness put into adjudicating or not the cases associated with these two buckets of events.
Right, and you're just comparing what happened on January 6th with what happened in the summer of 2020 with the BLM riots. But I'll tell you what, Ben, you're not even throwing in all the Antifa events when they took over entire towns, downtown, you know, Seattle, downtown Portland, again and again over the last 2 years. You're not even talking about the riots that I witnessed when I was invited. I was a guest of Trump at the 2016 inauguration. And on the way home in Washington, D.C., I walked back to my hotel, and I stumbled into the middle of a massive Antifa demonstration against Trump's inauguration, and it was horrible. So no one's talking about that. No one's talking about there was an event in Washington, D.C. I don't remember the exact date, but, I mean, they literally attacked the White House, and Trump had to go in the bunker, and that was far more destructive than January 6th. That's not even included in this. So, I mean, there's been so many left-leaning riots and burning and looting, and, you know, Michael Brown and BLM protests about policemen shooting people of color. There's been so many riots by the left that have been damaging and disgraceful and disgusting, and they say they want to kill policemen. Compared to what happened on January 6th, it's really head-spinning.
It's remarkable contrast. And I also think it's worth noting that the rhetoric that's being used, you know, you called it a protest. The federal authorities themselves, when you look at the database that they've put together, that the Justice Department or its subordinates have put together associated with these cases, they refer to it as the capital breach there, capital breach. Now, if you look at the language that administration officials have used, that federal prosecutors have used in a court of law, that the judges adjudicating these cases use, we obviously hear insurrection, sedition, treason. One judge termed it, and actually attacked the Biden Justice Department for this, saying, you're trying to resolve the crime of the century. This is the chief judge of the D.C. District Court where these cases are being heard. You are trying to resolve the crime of the century with Class B misdemeanors. And that points to the fact that there is a huge disparity between the rhetoric of what happened on January 6th versus the reality of it. No charges of sedition, insurrection, treason, terrorism. So they're not making that case in a court of law. And I think this straining, you know, the vigils that we're seeing in Washington, D.C., the rhetoric of putting this on the level of a Pearl Harbor or a 9/11, the ruling class just doth protest too much when it comes to this. And it's because precisely the facts that we lay out here in and of themselves and then compared to acts of primarily leftist violence, of which there have been innumerable examples in recent years and, of course, going back, if you want to go back to the 60s or beyond, you know, we could stretch this far more widely. But they have to strain and stress about this one particular day. And I've argued in opinion pieces to try to cast roughly up to half the country as being actual or would-be insurrectionists and use that to justify a crackdown on dissent, the war on wrongthink on this country, which should chill and disturb people left and right alike.
Well, yeah, today Biden gave a speech and he basically called every Trump supporter a domestic terrorist. I mean, we've never heard rhetoric like this in the history of America. That's very Hitler-esque, that's very Stalin-esque, that's very Soviet, you know, communist KGB-esque, that's very East German Stasi-esque. Just label everyone who disagrees with you as a domestic terrorist, even though, you know, I've been to thousands of Tea Party events. Usually I'm the guy speaking at Tea Party events, and thousands of Republican events in my life, thousands of conservative events. I've never seen a person that wasn't salt of the earth. You know, the people who claim to be conservatives are like business owners and grandmothers and grandfathers and wonderful fathers and mothers and their nice, well-behaved, homeschooled children. There's no domestic terrorist in sight. It's the most ridiculous characterization and slander I've ever heard in my life.
And it's worth noting that we saw that on January 6th itself, with tens of thousands of people at the rally at the Ellipse, nowhere near the Capitol that day, and a percentage of people acting violently at the Capitol. You know, there have been 700-plus people charged in connection with January 6th, and of the charges put forth, the vast majority of them are nonviolent. They're essentially misdemeanors, glorified trespassing, parading, and the like. And it's worth raising all those points precisely to that point of a fraction of people acting badly and who should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law on January 6th. But out of a sea of tens of thousands of peaceful people who were so compelled to come there to make their voices heard, that's lost in all this, as is the fact that the real issues around election integrity of 2020 were completely nuked as a consequence of the actions of the percentage of a percentage there.
Yeah, when you say, you know, versus tens of thousands of protesters, weren't there a million? My understanding is there was a million plus who came from all over the United States, and we're talking about a few hundred who breached the Capitol because they were invited in by the police. And once inside, to my knowledge, the only person who got killed was a Trump supporter who got shot dead by a policeman. So, I mean, for no reason, unarmed. So, I mean, I don't even understand. Not one Trump supporter brought a gun to this event. Nobody's ever showed any proof that anybody had a gun. How is it an insurrection or a coup when no one had a gun?
There were five firearm charges associated with January 6th, and of those, none of them, to your point, were on the person of an individual who was in the Capitol. Also, to your point, even though, and this is why I raised the issue of the doth protest too much aspect of this, you know, there's a constant invocation, really a sickening and disturbing invocation of, you know, the death of Capitol police officers led by Officer Sicknick, and the portrayal that he was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher, which was the first narrative put out by the New York Times and others in the immediate aftermath of January 6th. We know that the medical examiner labeled his death a death of natural causes. And as you note, the only person who was killed there in the violence was Ashley Babbitt, shot by a Capitol cop, an unarmed individual. And worth noting that there was no one else shot by the Capitol cops, yet the shooting was labeled a justified shooting and such. So there are a whole slew of questions around the portrayal of what transpired there, the straining to make it an armed, murderous insurrection, of which none of those things are true when we're talking about firearms, this being an insurrection, or, you know, it being murderous, except, again, for the fact that one of the protesters was murdered. You know, that it is true that there were individuals who had weapons there, like knives, flagpoles, fire extinguishers, baseball bats, and the like. Worth noting, in the summer 2020 riots, there were firearms on people who were arrested, as well as Molotov cocktails, which were thrown, including at police cars. All of these are lost in the portrayal of the two events.
You know, it just went on the entire time Trump was president. You know, the BLM versus January 6th, that comparison. How about Charlottesville? So many lies made up about what Trump said and what went on in Charlottesville. The Russian collusion that never happened. The Ukraine phone call with the president of Ukraine that was perfectly legal. Everything about the phone call was perfect as far as I'm concerned. They just make things up. They're just liars. And they're doing it all day today. And they're slathering it on so thick. You know, it's like being at Coney Island with a hot dog and mustard. They're slathering it on, and it's all a bunch of lies and theater. Ben Weingarten is the Real Clear Investigations editor. His website is realclearinvestigations.com. We appreciate the work you do. We thank you. God bless, and Happy New Year, Ben.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much for having me.
Wayne Allyn Root, be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175. So here's the choice. Some people say,
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this last segment of hour number two is my own War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. You know, but just to give you a little on-the-QT insider baseball information, I can't say too much yet. I'm going to make some big announcements soon. Some really big things have been happening behind the scenes at USA Radio. There's been some drastic, fabulous for the positive changes, and because of that, there's been a lot of codes and passwords and things changed, and so for about a week we've been unable to get the podcast up. All of that's been solved, and this afternoon or this evening all the podcasts for Wayne Allyn Root will go up, and they'll start going up every single day. So any of you who've missed my podcast for a couple weeks, hey, it's been Christmas, it's been New Year's, and there were dramatic changes behind the scenes at USA Radio, so all that's been solved and the podcast is going up this afternoon. Some of the older ones that we missed the last day or two will go up as well. And then everything moving forward will be up with the Wayne Allyn Root podcast. And where do you download it? iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, wherever you listen to podcasts. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And by the way, my video version of the end of week podcast, I called America's Top 10 with the top 10 news stories that every conservative needs to hear, and they're the most salacious, incredible news stories I can find that will leave you, you know, with your jaw open. And that's done on Friday mornings. And by Friday afternoon, you can find it up on my website, rootforamerica.com, which brings up a little housekeeping. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, wayneroot@gmail.com. My website, rootforamerica.com, and we overhauled it, and it's really a fantastic website now, but we're overhauling it again. It's going to be even better in the next 30 days or so. But right now, you get all my commentaries, you get all my columns, you get all my videos, you get all my video podcasts, and you get my audio podcasts. So it's all there, rootforamerica.com, and then you reach me, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you hear what I have to say in reaction to all the biggest news stories of the day at Getter, G-E-T-T-R, G-E-T-T-R, Getter.com is where I've got my new version of Twitter. It's @WayneRoot, @WayneRoot at Getter. I probably comment, I don't know, somewhere around 10 times a day to big news stories. So I just want to show you how we get gaslighted on a daily basis. Just total lies coming from the media and even coming from the police. And you've never met someone who's more of a pro-police guy than me, ever, right? If you listen to my show, you'd go, Wayne Root never says anything bad about the police. Well, I do sometimes say something bad about the police. The people at the top of the police are sometimes not so great. You know, just like I love the military, the people on the ground, boots on the ground. But some of the generals are traitors. You know, General Milley. Am I pronouncing that right? I think it's Milley, not Miley. I think it's Milley. General Milley is a traitor to America. He had a back-channel contact with his Chinese counterpart, communist Chinese counterpart. And he told him, if Trump attacks, I'll give you advance warning. What? If this was 1945, you'd be hung for that. You'd absolutely be hung. Or maybe instead of being hung, they'd give you an electric chair, or they'd have a firing squad, they'd shoot you dead. Imagine a general telling the Nazi general, we're going to give you advance warning if our president attacks Berlin. So the generals at the top are all corrupt, and a lot of the police captains and chiefs are corrupt. But the people on the ground who risk their lives every day for us are the best people in the world. But here's a story about the Seattle Police Department at a crucial moment during all these BLM protests. So perfect timing. We were just talking about BLM. During 2020 summer of BLM protests, Seattle police exchanged a detailed series of fake radio transmissions about a non-existent group of menacing right-wing extremists. The radio chatter about members of the Proud Boys marching around downtown Seattle, some carrying guns, and then heading to confront protesters on Capitol Hill in Seattle was an improper ruse or dishonest ploy that exacerbated a volatile situation, according to findings released Wednesday by the city's Office of Police Accountability. The ruse happened on the night of June 8, 2020, hours after the police department had abandoned its east precinct on Capitol Hill. Remember, this is not Capitol Hill, D.C., this is Seattle. They abandoned a police precinct which was burned to the ground by rioters and looters. And who were those people? They were Black Lives Matter, Antifa, leftist demonstrators. And just as protesters were starting to set up the zone that was later called the CHOP Zone for Capitol Hill organized protest, the officers who participated described a group gathering by City Hall and moving around downtown, and they said, it looks like they're open carrying, hearing from the Proud Boys group, they may be looking for some confrontation. Social media posts warning about the Proud Boys by people, keep it down, by people who were monitoring police radio transmissions caused alarm in the protest zone where some people armed and barricaded themselves. So you're talking about, you know, and police leaders raised concerns about reports of armed people patrolling the zone and extorting people. And the Proud Boys were all part of this misinformation. Police were somehow looking to slander the Proud Boys and make you believe for every leftist bad guy or gal, there was a right-wing bad guy or bad gal. And it's just not true. The police lied. There was no Proud Boy confrontation. There were just bad leftist slimeballs and scumbags destroying Seattle's downtown area and extorting money and murdering and robbing and raping.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.